This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And McDaniels in the corner. Doubled there with 10 seconds. He's got to dribble it out. And that's going to wrap it up, the final 5 seconds. Congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're heading to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row as they eliminate the Golden State Warriors 4-1. Your final score in Game 5, Minnesota 121 at Golden State 110.
All righty, Tim Roy on the call last night in Minneapolis. The T-Wolves finished the series off 121-110. They win 4-1, and they won 4 games without the Warriors having Steph Curry, which is going to make it a little bit unfulfilling.
Yeah,
knowing that he didn't play a bulk of this series.
Yeah, I've been married 23 years. I know about that word. And I'll just tell you, Steiny, off the bat, this is the first time in the Steve Kerr era that they've lost 4 games in a row, and we'll get to it. I'm going to be strong, and a lot of me wants to just say, and Evan kind of mentioned this to me in the green room after you left, you couldn't win 1 game without the chef, and I think we'll talk about the game, and rightfully so last night, and I love everybody's energy. I felt like they were locked in, but I guess going away when I look back and put this to bed, Steiny, we couldn't win 1 game without the chef with Draymond, Jimmy.
They had a shot in game three.
That was it.
If that one goes a different way, the series obviously changes. But I think once Steph Curry got hurt, I just think that NBA players, particularly veterans, they know when you have something and when you don't.
Mm.
They know when they're playing on a really good team and they know when they're not. And I just think that when Steph got hurt, they knew that what they were trying to do in this series just got maybe impossible, but certainly significantly harder. And I think they were emotionally dealing with the fact that Steph was not going to play in this series. And I think it affected them because they didn't play with as much confidence as they had against Houston.
Okay, I'll give you that. But I do want to commend the team, Stein, excuse me, coming out with reckless abandon last night, led by Pods and Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, I know the first quarter you were down 7, but I felt like Minnesota felt the Warriors, and they were active. And Steve Kerr, what did I say? Throw the kitchen sink at everything. We saw Pat Spencer, Guy Santos. So from that standpoint, Steiny, I was happy with the effort, but this is the playoffs. And I know a lot of Warrior fans are down now, and you may not be. But I thought Jonathan Kuminga and Pod set the tone. And I was thinking to myself, is Minnesota going to be fat cats and kind of let this one slip away? And I'll go Allen Iverson, because to me, every time you felt like the Warriors – had a shot, Minnesota had an answer.
I mean, they made 62% of their shots last night.
62!
So they were never going to...
62, man!
By the way, I thought I heard you say what you said, and I said, you know, the season was kind of unfulfilling, and you... Did you say, yeah, I know, I've been married 23 years? Did you actually say that?
Me and I, yes, some ups and downs. Mostly ups, Evan, but yeah.
Look, there's going to be plenty of time to ask, you know, what do the Warriors do now?
Everything. Got to get better defensively. Scotty, we can't stop anybody.
Everything.
And Jimmy Butler is not Scottie Pippen. That's what's hurt me. Forget the shot attempts. Only two in the first quarter. But that's what's scaring me. And Draymond. Go ahead, Scotty. I'm trying. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
No, I just... You can play. I just...
Damn,
you know,
we're out of it.
Let's try to keep it on kind of what happened.
All right, gotcha.
Last night in this series, over the course of the year, since Butler got here, and did we overestimate this team? Did we underestimate this team? I think we had them about where they were with Steph Curry.
But even without him, we're asking to win one game against a good, formidable Minnesota team. I don't think that's too much to ask. Well, I just don't.
I mean, I think it does speak to Curry's greatness and how difficult it is to play without him if everything, when things are normal, revolve around him. It's just, there's just too big of a discrepancy between when Curry plays and when he doesn't. But again, that's a credit to how great Steph Curry is. The Warriors didn't look like the Warriors, and the 90% of the reason was because Steph's not there. And as great as Jimmy Butler is, it affected Jimmy Butler. I think we found out something about Jimmy Butler. And the one thing that, for some reason, it's sticking in my mind now, and I don't know why, but I'm wondering when Butler was talking about playing without Curry, and he just kept saying it's so different.
I thought it was a joke.
It's so much harder. We need him back.
I thought it was material.
Well, I think Butler knew, because Butler firsthand experienced the difference between playing with Steph and playing without Steph, and whether he was hurt, whether he was sick, Butler couldn't rise to the level they needed him to rise to be in this series.
If I could speak for Dub Nation in front of you right now and ask you to address this answer, what would you tell us? I'm watching the appetizer game before the Warriors in Minnesota. Jason Tatum, who is not Steph Curry, goes down and is out. Boston facing elimination. The troops rally and they win by 22. Is it fair, Matt Steinmetz, to just say, where was that from the Warriors when you still got Jimmy and Dre? Or are you just going to say what you did, goo is Steph and it's Jason?
Well,
that's different.
I mean, I think we got to be realistic and acknowledge that the Celtics were the champions last year, and the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. So the Celtics, I don't think anybody in the Bay will deny that the Celtics have a better supporting cast.
Wow.
Than Golden State. If you want to say Butler and Curry are the best players on the Warriors, Brown and Tatum are the best players on the Celtics, but once you go further down that roster, I think it starts to become apparent that Boston's got better supporting players. And, you know, their payroll is off the charts. I'm talking about the Boston Celtics. But the one thing I was also thinking, Goo, and it's not going to be any solace to anyone, but you know, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs last year. They ended up cutting salary in the offseason, which they said they had to do to maintain some flexibility.
Right.
And this team got better, despite kind of tightening the financial belt. I think that can't be slept on.
Yeah. And just about last night, shout out Rob Lowe, Stani. Both teams attempted 18 three-pointers at halftime. Minnesota made 8 of theirs. We made 4. And when you look at this series, they just shot it better. And another night of futility, if you want to allow me to call it that, Golden State 11 for 39 from the three-point land. And again, Minnesota, another night where they shoot 42% on top of the whopping 62% from the field. And I just felt like last night Minnesota was never uncomfortable offensively.
Yeah, and I don't think the Warriors supporting cast, Pods and Moody and Kuminga and Butler, they didn't become worse shooters over the course of one series, but they played a series without Steph Curry, and it impacted their shot selection. It impacted how many shots were contested as opposed to open, and the trickle down effect from the Curry injury is just indescribable. And as far as I'm concerned, it's unlike almost any other star player that's missing on another team, because I mean, it is so Steph Curry.
Do you got to try to fix that? So if something were to happen again, but we wouldn't be able to say that.
I'd love to see how they try to fix that. But I don't know how to fix it. You know, you have one of the greats of all time, and he's getting up there, and you got to give him more support. But, you know, the money isn't endless.
Well, you got a guy that's getting $50 to $60 million that you brought in that you thought you could lean on.
Yeah.
All right. 11 shots last night.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, let's talk about what happened. Not just last night, but over the course of this season. They started out 12-3, then they got under 500, then they went on a run, then they beat the Rockets. Don't forget, that was a 2 seed. It's not all bad. It just needs, just going to need some revamping at some point. All right, that segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Draymond, throw ahead to Kuminga. 1-on-2, down the lane, pass to Pajemski. Warriors are leaving their feet a lot. Butler takes it, spins and shoots and scores on the left baseline. 38-34, little spin move over McDaniels.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Warriors were hanging in.
Yeah.
A late run in the second quarter hurt them in a big way. And I think they got down 15 at half, but they were.
Well, the Mike Conley flurry, that really hurt, man. He was hitting some almost half court. Good defense.
They were all kind of hitting last night. I'm talking about the Timberwolves.
McDaniels driving in, getting what he wanted, Steiny.
Yeah.
Gobert, 17, the stiff.
I mean, he was a factor defensively in this series, and it's undeniable. I mean, one team had rim protection. The other team did not have rim protection.
And there it is, man.
And that's a big part of that series. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, if you take a look at this season.
Talk to me.
It was an interesting season. And I think one thing Warrior fans have to acknowledge is, and you said it a lot, this team did not make the playoffs last year. And through 50 games this year, they looked like a team that was going nowhere. And they made the Jimmy Butler trade. Fact. They turned it around. They got into the postseason. They beat the Houston Rockets. They were absolutely going to give the Minnesota Timberwolves a hell of a series, if not beat them with Steph Curry. But unfortunately, he got hurt. And I think it's going to get lost, but it doesn't have to, of actually where this team came from in February to get to the point now where fans are disappointed that they lost in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and you just think about, and again, I if you want to pour a cup of coffee and have a conversation about had Curry been – If he was healthy, do I believe they could have won this series? I do. But that's neither here nor there. That's not reality. Why I'm disappointed on the season as a whole, and I'm being real, Steiny, I thought they, when they were on at their best, and Jimmy, we couldn't lose, and we were doing our thing, I thought we could afford a Steph Curry injury and still kind of hold it down. And we didn't. But what is really bothering me, and I got to be careful here, is Jimmy Butler not understanding that he cannot take 8 fewer shots than Pods. You cannot take the same amount of shots as Draymond Green, 11 last night. So that hurts me. And if it's because he busted his tailbone, and we'll find out today when they talk, and I think we'll be carrying it. What we got there, itinerary?
No, thanks for bringing that up, Goo, because I'd forgotten it. But coming up probably around 11:30 and after, Warriors players are going to do their postseason exit interview with the media. We're going to bring some of that to you either live or we'll get the sound for you. But yes, the Warrior players are going to talk today, and I would assume Kerr and Dunleavy too, but I'm not sure. Maybe they'll talk tomorrow. But we'll have that all for you, so don't go anywhere.
I do think Steph is supposed to talk.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And I think if we have Steph, we'll go live to that. Can I assume that, E? Yep. Okay. Yeah, good God.
No, I just, and you know, where do you put him being so passive in regard to field goal attempts? Last night, just 11, 2 in the first quarter. To me, you are our best all-around player. Where is it? What happened? And you're on the books for 54 and 56.
Honestly, what I think happened is once Steph Curry was injured, the Minnesota Timberwolves looked at the Warriors and said, we think there's only one guy who can beat us on this team, and that's Jimmy Butler. And they guarded Jimmy Butler with length. They packed in the lane, and they made him more indecisive than we've seen him in the regular season. And I think maybe Butler has reached a point in his career, Goo, where...
Well, I hope you're... I know what you're going to say.
He can't just squeeze off 20 shots if the defense is honoring him.
I hope you're wrong. And again, this is, tailbone gate. Because that was a nasty fall.
Yeah. And then look, and that's the other thing. You know, they've got an older team, and Steph got hurt and if Butler was banged up, obviously that had a lot to do with the outcome of the series. But unfortunately for the Warriors, it's something that they're going to have to deal with moving forward. I mean, if they truly think that those injuries were an anomaly and they can play next year and they'll be in better shape come postseason, then that's what you believe, and you probably bring back a lot of the same team. But if you're concerned that the core of this team might not be able to make it through a full season and then be at their best in the postseason, then they've got to figure out how to address that.
All right. The 916, Donnie, mm-hmm. is saying Butler was sick the last two games. And to his credit, he hasn't used that as an excuse. But all I can do as a fan and fans is if you're out there and, you know, you're doing your thing, I got to assume I hold you to your standards.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play well in this series.
But Pods and JK, I know you're going to laugh. I got a pleasure out of watching them ball. Stani, I felt like they knew what time it was and they played like it. And it's not just about the ball went in on this night. It was urgency reeking off both of those guys. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I think the big picture of the game last night was who played well. Pajemski, Kuminga, and to a lesser extent, Moody. And who didn't play well? The veterans.
What's going on with Trey? Is this just a bad matchup, or are we watching him just take a step back?
I mean, I think, you know, I was looking at his offensive numbers. He's down across the board in terms of a lot of his numbers offensively. And I think defensively,
they were not afraid of him.
Yeah, even the most ardent Draymond Green supporter can see that he's not the defensive player he once was.
Naz Reid took him down on the block. Stani did a little shimmy shake and finished with the left. Like, I go, oh, my God. I know it's only 2 points, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. We got to get better, Stani. I know that's a conversation for another day. But now I'm starting to think, no, you don't want a victory lap. We aged. The birth certificate's coming into play if the youngsters don't step up.
Yeah, I mean, they were running out of gas. The game last night reminded me a little bit of Game 6 against the Lakers 2 years ago when they just didn't have any oomph. Now, the difference, of course, was Curry played 2 years ago and he didn't play last night. But they had shortcomings against this team, and they were on display. They just were. Athleticism, youth, rim protection. The Warriors had trouble stopping at the point of attack. You're right on that.
Every game.
Yeah.
And I think it started game 5 and 6 with the Rockets for them to get back in that series. And Minnesota just took that and ran with it. Obviously, no Steph. I just got to mention what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Moses Moody. Stani, 12 minutes. But that looked like Moses Moody on a good day. But Gary Payton II, 6. Stani, what's going on? What happened to him this playoff?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Evan, how would you answer that?
Gary Payton II?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really only played one truly effective NBA season.
Wow.
It was in 2022. Like, he's never really been able to see. I don't know. He might have been hurt, too. He's someone that also has always got,
yeah,
I don't know, a thumb or a calf. Just some sort of nagging injury, and that's unfortunately been what's followed him his career.
But yeah. He was like, go ahead, the
well,
lucky
no,
charm.
You know what? He didn't.
Nothing.
He didn't have energy.
Like, he
the
didn't
one thing
have
Gary
energy.
Payton always brought was energy, and he could disrupt things a
yeah.
little bit. He wasn't able to do that in this series. He just wasn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what happened? Not only last night in the playoffs, since Butler arrived, the whole season. Let's go to Kurt in Dublin.
Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Obviously, it's early and still painful. But one thing I do want to say is I'm extremely proud of the guys. You know, they fought, and they fought to the end. There was no quitting our Warriors, and that's something that we should recognize. But ultimately, you know, the injury, it just put a weight on the Warriors, a tightness. They all understood that they needed to score. Players who didn't weren't looked upon to score now were going to be focal points. And that tightness, they couldn't get through it. And at the same time, a weight was removed from Minnesota, and they played so freely. I was at game four watching Randall pregame, watching him early on smiling, watching Anthony Edwards. They never looked stressed. Mm. They always looked confident. And so it was just too much to overcome in that sense, that we were going uphill against a team. Because I've never seen Minnesota shoot the ball as well as I've seen them shoot the ball the last few games. And that was just because they were playing freely.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
And I actually think the Curry injury may have hurt the Timberwolves in game one, because I don't want to say they let down, but I mean, the one thing that Finch said after game two, when the Warriors won game two, was he thought his team needed to relax more. And I got that sense too, and I felt like once the Timberwolves won game two, then they knew we're the better team. We think we're the better team by a significant margin when they don't have Steph Curry, and let's go out and just do what we have to do. And they
Saturday
did.
Happened though, again, mm-hmm. to where, Stoddy, that was a close game. I feel like the Warriors kind of blew it. Kuminga was showing the world he could play. And I just wonder, again, I've never had an NBA uniform. And it's not an excuse, but how much air was let out of the balloon that day, that Saturday, where the Warriors were up six at a juncture in the fourth quarter. And I'm not blaming Jimmy, but you said it, what, 1-for-7 in the fourth?
Yeah.
And I don't like what you said. Uh-oh. As a Warrior fan. We know the gravity and who Steph and what he means to this basketball team. But if you're telling me if he goes out and you're paying a dude $100+ million for the next 2 years that you brought in, then we still can't expect to survive. That's an indictment on everything around Jimmy.
Yeah, maybe he's not a one anymore, Jimmy Butler.
And I thought the Robin talk was him just, shout out to Dibs, running material, but maybe that's where he's at.
I mean, the other thing with Butler is maybe he was hurt and maybe he was fatigued and maybe he was sick. But the problem is, like, we don't know. We don't know if how much he was affected. I mean, he may say that he was 50%. Okay, so then does that change your outlook? I don't know. I know that Butler struggled this series, but for one game.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Go ahead. No, the coffee and Domino's just hits different when you're not balling. The Buddy Hield, well, they don't even do it when they lose, and I get it. But all that stuff that was so cute and adorable, Steiny, it's just the future is so – I'm just bothered because I don't know if Jimmy was sick or is this just Jimmy, the new Jimmy?
I mean, I think you gotta take him for everything.
Yeah.
You gotta look at him and consider how he changed the dynamic of this team. And maybe if Curry doesn't get hurt, a lot of things go differently. I actually think, yes, they would have had a shot at this series with Steph Curry. But, I mean, year after year after year after year after year, injuries dictate a lot of what happens in the postseason.
62% from the field, that caller said Minnesota never was stressed. That was it, man.
Yeah.
Stoney, they never were pressed. It just... I don't get it.
I mean, I want to say at one point, Moody makes a three to make it a nine-point game. And the next thing you know, I think...
Anthony Edwards comes and just bam!
Edwards, boom, three. And I think they got a steal right after that, and it goes right up to 14. And, you know, you're watching the Warriors labor to score.
And they're playing hard as hell.
And you're watching Minnesota get some easy That's ones all. Just because of how young and athletic they are.
That's all.
Let's go to Vincent. Vincent is in Hercules. Hey, Vincent, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm the guy, when you guys asked the question, was it a how do we feel about the Jimmy Butler trade? Yep. And I said that I wouldn't call it a success yet until, number one, we win a championship. And, well, number one, I said, Steve Kerr said that the goal was to make the sixth seed, and we didn't do it. And then now I said, in the long term, the goal is to win a championship. And so I think the jury's still out, but I will say this. I don't think that the Jimmy Butler trade is enough. I think that the fact that more than likely we're going to lose Kuminga is that we're going to need to bring in another seasoned veteran. It seems to me, as a parent, that we want to maintain having a Steph-centric offense, even at the late stage of his age. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about our future because if we're going to trade away who is it, Wiggins, right? I say if you're going to have a Steph-centric offense and you trade away Wiggins and you're not going to utilize a 20-point a game guy like Kuminga, then you should have traded Kuminga and kept Wiggins. And if you don't do that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Then if you don't, because I feel like Wiggins is a better fit for the offense. If you're going to maintain a Steph-centric offense, then Wiggins is a better fit. Now, if you don't do that, then how come you just didn't trade Kuminga and get some assets? I'm just nervous about our future because we don't have the type of players to get the assets we need, much like what OKC did to get the to bring in the players that they needed to sustain their future. So that's where I'm at with it. I think that, you know, we got to win a championship. In order for this trade to be successful, we got to win a championship.
Man.
And it was a fun season.
Thanks, Vincent. Appreciate the call. Boy, he's at a high bar at this point.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, Stoddy. We don't got a first-round pick.
Nope. You know, one thing I'm very curious to hear Warriors fans' opinion on this, because we it's one of those things we heard and we heard and we heard, and then eventually we start repeating it, but was it really true? And I'm talking about the defense after Butler arrived. And in all the interviews with Steve Kerr after the Butler trade, he talked about the defense being the best in the league, numbers-wise, and certainly he was given off the impression that he thought this was one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Yes.
And my question is, were they? Were they really one of the best defensive teams in the league?
Did you ever believe they were? I did. I thought I was watching it.
Well, I thought it was hard to get a gauge against Houston.
I'm talking about the end of that whole, end of the regular season. I thought they were suffocating.
I don't know. I mean, can you be an elite defensive team without having a lot of athleticism?
Can you be an elite defensive team and the numbers, and you're not, but the numbers say you are? I guess that's what I don't think you can. So there was something going on, Stoney. It looked like they were getting after it. Draymond was almost defensive player of the year.
I mean, the teams they were playing after they got Jimmy Butler were all very beatable. Mm-hmm. And they beat them all. They won all the games that they should have won against the teams that were inferior. But I don't know how much staying power that has. Let's go to Jackie in Palo Alto. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hey, guys. Real quickly, game one was an anomaly by the Timberwolves. They played pretty badly. I think they weren't really ready after we came off the Houston series. So I think that what I believe is, and there's two parts to this, after Steph went down, it was going to take an anomaly game of Minnesota while we played great to beat them. In other words, the Warriors couldn't beat Minnesota. Minnesota would have to almost beat themselves. That's one. The second thing is, 9 seconds to go in the game, tied game. You're playing against the Warriors. What do? You double Steph, and you make somebody else beat you. We had that for 48 minutes with no Steph.
Mm. Wow.
I'm not sure what he means there. Jackie, what do you mean exactly there?
Well, meaning that the way you play against the Warriors, you take most of your assets to stop Steph.
Okay.
If you take Steph out, then all your assets are now free.
Yes.
I don't think Minnesota, you earlier in the thing, you said NBA players can assess a situation.
Right.
I don't think Minnesota, after game three, which Gu asked, how come we couldn't do what the Celtics did last night? We did in game three, and we couldn't get over it. We're not as balanced as the Celtics. We're not as good as the Celtics. We didn't have a shot.
Mm.
But we tried on game three. After game three, I don't think the Timberwolves were the least bit concerned of being down 8, being down 10. I just said, it's just a matter of time, guys.
Yeah.
They don't have any firepower. And I just think, if you take the one guy you're going to double to win the game, and he's not in the lineup, who's going to beat you?
Yeah, I think that's fair, Jackie. Thanks for the call. I mean, let's face it.
This is crazy.
The Minnesota, whether Butler was sick or hurt or healthy or not, I don't think the Timberwolves game planned anything specifically for him to shut him down, other than to
straight
put
up
Jaden McDaniels on him.
And that was, I
and
felt
to pack
like
the lane.
They guarded him straight up.
Yeah.
Across the board.
But I think during the season there were signs that length wasn't his friend. And, you know, even when he was in his prime, he wasn't a superlative athlete. He's always been smarter than the opposition's man who guards him, and he knows how to play. But I'll tell you what, in the playoffs, it felt like teams, Houston and Minnesota had a little better read on him than other teams did in the regular season. And maybe that's a function of when you see a guy game in and game out, you can start taking away the things that he does well.
And real quickly, before break, study, why did it feel like all five games, the Warriors' defense, they couldn't set. It just felt like they were scrambling. And Minnesota was just swinging the ball, and we were just scrambling the whole series defensively.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans kind of asking, what do you think happened? Not only last night, but in the postseason, since Butler arrived, the whole season, how are you gauging it? 888-957-9570. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.